Kasi unang-una po, nabalitaan ko na marami ng mga Pilipino, maraming tinatanggap ng mga migrante ang pamahalaan ng New Zealand. Isa sa mga nakikinabang dyan is komunidad Pilipino. So, ano po ang masasabi ninyo dito?
So, ngayon, ang bilang ng mga Pinoy sa New Zealand ay 50,000. That is, mga bali 1% of the population, which is about 4.6 million. Ang tanggap ng mga New Zealand sa mga Pinoy ay napaka very warm and very welcoming. Na-appreciate ang New Zealand, ang mga Filipino workers, especially sa pag-reconstruct ng Christchurch, dahil sa Lindol, and the dairy industry. Sila, so construction and dairy, sila ang very active na pagtanggap sa mga bagong Filipino workers. So those are the two sectors na talagang may maraming po pasok na Pinoy.
Binanggit niyo po yung Christchurch kasi last year po, nung October, nakapunta po ako sa Christchurch and ako mismo nasaksiyan ko. Meron po ako nakikitang isang kausap isang tao, 70 daw sila, nagtatrabaho sa isang kumpanya, gumagawa sila ng mga cable. And sabi nila at that time daw is mga 800 to 1,000 Filipinos involved sa rebuilding of Christchurch. Talaga, malaki talaga ang influence na itutulog ng Pilipinas. Di po ba?
Oh, tama. So, sa rebuild ng Christchurch, maraming mga craftsmen, mga engineers, mga builders ay na-kumbida to assist and work in the rebuilding. Pati again, nung binanggit ko, is pati dairy industry is another area na maraming Pinoy ay na-kumbida.
Sa far-flung areas po, no? At saka nabanggit din niyo po rin, sa Councilor, may sa political landscape ng New Zealand, meron na mga Pilipino na na-elect na public officials. Ano po bang nangyayari?
So far, yun nga, we have isa sa last local elections sa 2016. Finally, we had our yung unang-una nating Pinay na napasok sa at the city council level ng Ashburton. So Ashburton ay medyo malapit sa Christchurch, so sa South Island. Marami doon mga Pinoy, especially mga dairy workers. So pala, her name is Telma Trono Bell, asawa niya Kiwi. At we had some Pinoys na tumakbo din sa city council sa Auckland. They didn't make it this time, but I'm sure they're planning to run again. So actually, we had three. So North Island then, medyo malapit din sa Auckland. So we had tatlong candidates. Unfortunately, they didn't make it, but at least we have Miss Bell dun sa Ashburton. At itong upcoming parliamentary elections, meron na tayong dalawang kandidato. Isa sa Labor, isa sa National Party.
And marami do mga Pilipino pupunta roon, they are basically working, they have working visa. Pero pag tagal nagugustuhan na lang doon sila, din nagiging citizen po. Yung ganito pong nangyayari, ano ba stand ng Philippine government? Dual citizenship ang in-encourage ninyo?
Well, ultimately, naman democracy tayo na we allow people to for free movement. Kaya lang basically stand natin sa migration is dapat yung migration pagtrabaho, pagpunta sa ibang bansa ay because of a choice, hindi out of necessity. So we are proud that Pinoys are doing very well. At nakakatulong din obviously sa ekonomiya natin sa pagpadala nilang remittance, support sa family back home. And ultimately, okay, fine, they work overseas, but ang kagandahan din, they're also supporting our economy sa remittance nila. And they may work overseas also, sana also they would perhaps go home, retire. But again, dapat yung migration ay isang choice, hindi necessity.
Marami naman po kayong naharap ng mga nagiging problema doon ng mga Pilipino. Ano pong gano'n?
Okay, ang unang-unang problema ay itong study for work and migration pathway. Maraming mga, unfortunately, illegal immigration advisors or education advisors nakakalat sa buong Pilipinas, especially even sa mga small towns na mayroon silang sign naka-scale doon, study, work, and migrate to New Zealand. Maluwag ang New Zealand, especially in terms of pwede madaling kumuha ng course. So New Zealand, in fact, pinapromote ang New Zealand. They have a world-class education system. Kaya lang, namimislead yung ibang Pinoy, na the unscrupulous yung medyo pasuhay na education advisor. Nasasabi sila, pag basta maka-aral ka sa New Zealand, talagang pwede ka eventually magtrabaho at mag-migrate. So, hindi ganong kadali. Study, hindi siya guarantee na makakatrabaho ka long-term or even to migrate. So, unfortunately, marami na loko na Pinoy. In fact, there have been some suicides we believe due to itong disappointment, kahiyahan na marami silang ginastos sa pag-aral nila sa New Zealand, only to find out hindi pala totoo na it's guaranteed work or migration.
At saka marami pa rin hanggang sa ngayon, yung parang naging stepping stone lang yung New Zealand, eventually they want to travel to Australia.
That's true. But again, even New Zealand itself is, despite that, itong study exploitation, marami din opportunities, especially again sa rebuilds and sa dairy, and even sa iba-ibang agriculture, like beekeeping, honey producing. Marami tayong mga beekeepers doon. Ang kagandahan din sa, especially sa dairy, yung ibang dairy workers, napapromote sila to become eventually dairy farmers. So I think eventually itong kinakain nating angkor at angkor butter and milk are ultimately the result of the work and the leadership ng Pinoy sa New Zealand.
And generally po, how would you describe the social and economic standing sa mga Filipino?
I think,
New Zealand, Filipino.
Maraming parallels sa Australia. So we have a wide range, but the mga talagang senior professionals, managers, bank managers, mga abogado, doctors, nurses, and all the way to mga office workers, clerks. But again, many involved in the rebuild and sa dairy. So we are very well accepted, very well loved. In fact, yung mga anak ng mga ating Kiwinoy are succeeding. Sila nagiging valedictorian or head boy at head girl sa mga high school ng New Zealand.
And last thing, Ambassador Lumingo, if you have to say something about the Filipinos in New Zealand, what would this be?
Okay, well, kia ora. So keep up the good work, my fellow Kiwinois. But for this upcoming election and this year, sa Parliament, and don't forget our own national elections coming about in 2 years, overseas voting. Please register to vote. I encourage you also join a political party. Consider for running. Hindi ko sinasabi ko anong partido. Hindi ka may pwede maging partisan. But please be involved in the political life of your adopted country so our voice can be heard. And we also play a deeper role in New Zealand society, which deeply appreciates us. So let's also give back with some greater participation in New Zealand society.
Salamat po, Ambassador.
Thank you.